Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord that you're able to join me today. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. And one of the most beautiful offerings of praise is to be able to praise God when you don't feel like it. And because we're creatures that are tossed about with feelings, with our emotions, but deep within our heart, our spirit, we know that our God will not fail us. Jesus said, "I won't leave you nor forsake you. The heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away." He is the way, the truth, and the life. It is impossible for God to lie. This is who He is. And so, beloved, take great comfort in the fact that He knows you by name. He's graven you on the palms of His hand. He went through all that He went through in His earthly life. And then the terrible sufferings that He endured on the way to the cross, and as He hung on the cross and being forsaken of the Father, He did that all for us because the justice of God demanded the death penalty. He was our precious substitute. He was without sin. You know, under the old covenant, when the Israelites were commanded to bring sacrifices to the Lord, they had to be perfect. There couldn't be flaw in them. And that was all a representation of the perfection and the beauty and the sinless nature of our beloved Savior. And so we're talking about faith this week because we all need to be encouraged in our faith. But for me, one of the most powerful and comforting thoughts and concept is that God has given us the faith. I didn't manufacture the faith in order to receive Jesus. I said, "God, if you're real, make yourself real to me." But I was confused. I didn't understand Christianity, but I knew that I didn't have answers. So I was willing with all of my heart to turn to God and to have Him prove Himself to me. And God loves a challenge like that. And so whether you're a new believer or whether you walk with the Lord for many, many years, He who began that work, that's what I'm repeating it because I want you to understand, you cannot, as long as you love God and are willing to be obedient to Him, He won't fail you. Well, you can say, "Well, Sister Glass, you don't know how the times I stumble and fall." He knows that. He knows our frame, but He's not going to let you go. Aren't you encouraged by that kind of love? You know, people will turn away from you. People will fail you, but Jesus will never fail you. Now, when we're talking about answered prayer, it's a huge subject. There's times that He doesn't give us the things we think we want because, as a good parent, our Father knows that that would not be a beneficial or a good thing for us, even if we think it is. But as time passes, we begin to see not only His love, His faithfulness, but His wisdom. And if you walk with the Lord any length of time, you'll learn to appreciate the fact that He didn't answer some of your prayers. However, let's go back to legitimate claims. Let's go back to if we pray anything according to His will, we know that He hears us, and then we shall have the petitions that we've desired of Him. So let's go back to this Syrophoenician woman who accosted Jesus and just threw herself at His feet, worshiped Him, and said, "Lord, help me." Now, she was outside the covenant relationship of God that Israel had completely. She was a worshiper of pagan gods in terms of her background and culture, and yet Mark tells us that Jesus could not be hid from her. He had gone into a house for rest, for quietness, but this woman came to the door with a desperate need. And beloved, whatever desperate need you may be facing today, whether it's circumstantial, whether it's in terms of your emotions, your feelings, some crisis, some relationship issue, some concern with your children or loved ones or spouse, He is never hidden from your deepest and most desperate need. Where there is a hunger in a heart and where there's an urgent need, Jesus never hides Himself. And there's another thing we need to keep in mind. As you read the Gospels, He also never reveals Himself in the same way to two people. He is dangerously unpredictable, if you will. You know, we are very limited in our understanding, but we love formulas. Even in the church world, these are the steps to acquire whatever. We love guidelines. We love a format. We feel comfortable in our ruts. Think about your morning routine. We all are creatures of habit, and we don't like change. However, Jesus never did anything the same way. He never healed more than one blind man in the same way. He never cast the demon out of two people in the same way. His approach was always different. Why? Because we are all different. We are unique. As you study the natural world, I understand there are no two snowflakes alike. No two fingerprints are the same. The imagination, the wonder, the majesty of God, it transcends our ability to comprehend Him. But God has stooped down in His marvelous, wonderful love to show us the way to His heart. He knows the variety of the needs that we face, and He was always, as is displayed in the Gospels and in our own lives, He's more than adequate to meet it. And oh, brothers and sisters, how comforting it is to know that Jesus is able to provide the resources, the provision for everything that you stand in need of. Now, how does He do this? Well, the most important thing is to establish a vital, living relationship with Him. But it always has to be upon the principle of faith and trust. Look at this woman. She was a total stranger. She had no right, if you will, no covenant right to even come to Jesus. So this story is a tremendous revelation of the triumph of faith against adversity. Beloved, I'm sharing this because I believe some of you feel like you're right up against the wall. You've got to have a miracle. You've got to see God move in your behalf, and you're desperate. This woman was desperate, and God is having me share this to know if you will just hold on to Him, if you refuse to be denied, and I'm talking about though a legitimate need. If we pray according to His will, we know that He will hear us. And that's an important distinction. But in her case, listen, had she gone to a physician, do you think the physician could have helped a demon-oppressed child? Of course not. It required a spiritual deliverance. So, beloved, this lovely short story that's recorded in Mark and in Matthew, it's a record of faith holding on to the Lord in desperation, of a woman who recognized that there was no help except in the Lord Jesus Christ. No one could save her child except Jesus. The woman said, "My daughter is not just oppressed, grievously vexed with a devil." And it's a record of faith that overcomes what seems to be insurmountable obstacles. She had a spiritual need. There's no other way she could turn. She couldn't turn to the physicians. She couldn't do it by willpower. She couldn't do it by any other means. She knew she had to have a miracle. And beloved, as we, you know, the little slogan I used to begin the broadcast, you don't have any problems that a miracle from God can't solve. Brother Glass used that years ago, and I've continued on, oh my goodness, over 20 years now. But it's the principle's there. You have no problem, beloved, that a miracle from God can't resolve, can't bring provision, can't bring a resolution. No matter whether it's physical, of health in your body, of financial, of provision that is desperately needed, of relationship issues, of salvation of loved ones, of God undertaking in a difficult job situation, whatever it may be, the Lord is here to help you. And so, you know, it would seem that Jesus deliberately put some pretty big obstacles in front of her, this woman. It must have been impossible for her to understand his dealings with her. And she did have to acknowledge, well, yes, I know you're Jewish and you came to your people. But what did she do? She held on until he had met her need. Like Jacob, she said, Lord, I will not let you go until you bless me. And so, beloved, if you today find yourself perplexed or bewildered by the Lord's dealing with you, you don't understand why there's not movement, why there hasn't been answers, it's a good thing to look at the outcome. And as we do, we will see how God moves in mysterious ways his wonders to perform. His delay was not a denial. And that's what I want to encourage you with, beloved. Just because you haven't seen prayer answered yet, don't give up. It's not your job to figure out when or how it's all going to happen. That's in God's hands. He's only asking for the faith and trust to believe him that he's heard you and he's going to answer your prayer. And, beloved, in the Word of God, there's a lot of spiritual principles. One of them is the principle and the power that is found in agreeing prayer. If two or three of you would agree as touching anything on earth, that's what Jesus said. So, as always, this ministry has been a partner in prayer with God's people since 1965. And so you may never have written before. If you email, I invite you to share your mailing address so I can respond back personally by letter, although I will always acknowledge and confirm receipt and, of course, pray. I love you. I thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,